Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
You're waking up this morning, you're finding out that R.J. Barrett is staying a Knick for the next 4+ years after this season, as he is signing a new extension, but that's not necessarily a good thing. It is Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson, in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Amber Woj had the story overnight. He is going to join us here in about, 15 minutes or so, that the Knicks had set a deadline of last night to get a deal done with the Utah Jazz for Donovan Mitchell. Otherwise, they were going to go ahead and extend R.J. Barrett, thus making it much more difficult to make a deal. It's not impossible, but it makes it much more difficult because of contractual issues and what they call a poison pill that is in the contract that makes it much more difficult to trade away guys who sign rookie extensions. That aside, I'm not clear on what held this deal up. It does not feel like R.J. Barrett was holding this deal up based on what Woj was saying. Was it draft picks? Was it not wanting to include Quentin Grimes? I had resigned myself to the fact that Barrett was probably going to have to go, but the fact that you seemingly are not getting a guy like Donovan Mitchell on the Knicks right now, I just don't get it. I don't get it, Amber, when for 20 years it has been put yourself in the position of developing young guys to get a star here.
Reportedly, it was, in fact, the number of unprotected picks that was holding things up, because R.J. Barrett had been included, reportedly, in trade proposals.
Not the total of the picks, but the total of unprotected picks.
Yeah, unprotected first-round picks right in the deal. That's the sticking point. We know that that's what the Jazz are so hugely interested in, right? We've seen how they operate. We saw how they did business with the Rudy Gobert trade. They want R.J. Barrett because he's only 22 years old, and so he kind of fits that mold of young, good player rebuilding. But really, they're most interested in getting these unprotected first-round picks in any trade. They could still go down this path and get those picks with or without R.J. Barrett being included. The problem is with that poison pill provision that you mentioned, basically what this means is they're still going to make this trade happen for Donovan Mitchell. The Knicks would need to bring in a third team, because they'd have to bring in a third team if they're moving R.J. Barrett as part of the deal moving forward to have salary cap space redirected for Evan Fournier's $37 million contract. That's basically what they're going to end up having to do. It's not impossible, Carlin. It just makes it less likely. But you represent New York and the Knicks fan far better than me. So explain to me why you think this is a bad idea, because this deal ends a remarkable drought for the New York Knicks. 23 years, he is the franchise's first draft pick to agree to a multi-year contract extension after his rookie deal since Charlie Ward did it in 1999, according to ESPN stats and info. That is a drought that has now ended. Why is this bad for the Knicks?
It's bad for the Knicks because only they could end a drought like that and end up with a player who is not as good as the guy they could have had. That's why it's bad. Amber, what do we consistently talk about in the NBA for the longest time? You need star players. R.J. Barrett may be a star. R.J. Barrett could be an overall better player than Donovan Mitchell down the line. But that's a lot of could be and maybe, whereas I know that Mitchell is the guy. And the Knicks fan that wants to sit there and scream and yell about homegrown guys, dear God, please stop. It's not about homegrown guys. This is not minor league baseball coming up through a system for 5 and 6 years. We don't want to trade away our future stars, but you're getting a better star. Now, this has been all about building younger guys, developing them to bring in superstar players when you have assets then to trade. It's what the Nets did. Now, they're not the best.
They're not the best example.
Example right now, because they also didn't factor in that, you know, Kyrie Irving has. What's the word
He's
I was going
to
say?
Kyrie Irving. Kyrie is going to Kyrie.
Nut bar is the word I was looking for. He's a nut bar. So.
I think your point is a good one, except for the key words to me that you just said is right now, right? That he's a bigger star right now, Donovan Mitchell, than RJ Barrett. What does Donovan Mitchell, though, win for you on this Knicks team right now?
What
and
Donovan
I think maybe
Mitchell
that's
does,
what the Knicks are looking at. They're thinking, if RJ Barrett can turn into a bigger star ultimately, we're still a few pieces away from actually winning a championship, with or without Donovan Mitchell.
No, but here's what Donovan Mitchell does for you. He's got 4 years left on his deal, and he comes here, and there are players, there are other stars around the league who would say, I want to go play with Donovan Mitchell. I can't say that that's the case right now about RJ Barrett. He hasn't reached that level yet, but Donovan Mitchell has, and that's what it's about. Like, Amber, if not now, when? That's kind of where you are with this. They continue to say, wait, let him grow, let him get better, let him do this, let him get. If not now, when? The Knicks were more than willing to do this, to trade him away. Why does something else hold it up? Like, I can't make the assumption, we'll talk to more to Woj about this in a few minutes. I can't make the assumption that RJ Barrett was the guy that was holding this up. Like, if you want to sit there and argue that the Knicks could never give him up, they were ready to. That was happening.
No, what? it was the picks. It was right. The picks that were holding this up.
How is that a thing? Like, why would an unprotection of an extra pick keep you from going and getting a superstar?
Because you're mortgaging your entire future. Well, superstar, I think we're overstating it a bit with Donovan Mitchell.
All right,
and I never thought I'd be in this situation here where I'm defending something that the New York Knicks has done. I do not know what's happening on today's show. But this is kind of the situation that I find myself in, because I don't hate this, because it depends what kind of king's ransom the Jazz were asking for. But they essentially are asking you for RJ Barrett plus mortgaging your entire future. And if you're going to mortgage your entire future, then you better be darn well sure that you're going to hit on Donovan Mitchell, that he is going to in fact be a superstar, not just a star, and that he's going to be the key piece that could win you a championship ultimately.
Do you think other superstar players want to play with him?
I can't hear any more from New York Knicks fans that everybody wants to come to New York.
No,
that everybody wants to be
anymore.
There in the Mecca. It's not a thing.
No,
and so
it's
why
not.
Are we assuming that it would become a thing because of a Donovan Mitchell? It's not a thing. Stop waiting for the free agents to choose you. It doesn't happen. You've already hit on RJ Barrett. Barrett's one of only 5 players in NBA history, Carlin, to amass 3,000 points, 1,000 boards, and 200 three-pointers before his 22nd birthday. The only other guys on that list, Kobe Bryant, Luka, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James.
He's in pretty darn good company by 22. He's in good company. Is RJ Barrett going to be any of those guys? No.
Well, certainly if you were a betting woman or man, your money would be on no, but it's possible.
Yeah, I mean,
by the numbers, it's possible.
I can make those stats say
is
a lot
Donovan
of different
Mitchell
things.
Is Mitchell going to be any of those guys?
No, but Donovan Mitchell's a heck of a lot closer to those guys than Barrett is.
I think like, RJ Barrett that, could be Donovan Mitchell level.
When I say that Barrett could be a better player, I mean overall, as in defensively and other little things. But in terms of being a star, no. He's not going to be that. And I don't know that anybody is going to look at RJ Barrett and say, I got to go play with that guy. But I think New York aside, Amber, I do think somebody would say, let me go play with Donovan Mitchell, because the two of us together could be something.
If people were vying to do that, then I feel like Utah would be more akin to holding on to Donovan Mitchell at this point and just building around him. And they've seemed to want to move him. But I think the real problem here is the market and where the Rudy Gobert trade ends up setting the market. There seems to be no other suitors right now for Donovan Mitchell, reportedly. That's got to be a market thing, because Donovan Mitchell, you and I both agree, is a very good player. And so nobody wants to trade away some insane amount of unprotected picks for Donovan Mitchell, because they just don't want to do that for any player right now. They didn't want to do it for Kevin Durant. We couldn't even move Kevin Durant this offseason because of how crazy the market got with essentially that Gobert trade. And so I think because of that, the Knicks are probably looking at this situation. Why are we going to be the ones to mortgage our entire future when we're bidding against ourselves? Nobody else is out here bidding. So why not go ahead and lock up RJ Barrett? And if the Utah Jazz are genuinely committed to building around Mitchell, which seems like they're not, or they're going to end up having to move him anyways, and maybe this poison pill caveat won't end up destroying the entire deal, because you're talking about bringing in a third team. It's possible that you could also move that Fournier contract.
It's Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. In just moments, what is the scenario that would still find Donovan Mitchell ending up on the Knicks? Woj is going to join us in studio in just moments. But first, I want to remind you that you can kick off football season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You got to join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with the promo code PLAY to get in on the action. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the old same game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get a $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code PLAY. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-0STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE NY467369 in New York, Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Greeny, the podcast.
It now becomes much more difficult for the Knicks to get Donovan Mitchell, but it's not dead quite yet. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Woj joins us in studio. Adrian Wojnarowski, of course, ESPN senior NBA insider. We appreciate you hanging around. So,
good to be here, Chris.
Yeah, what happened last night? How did this all fall apart for the Knicks to decide that they were going to set a deadline here?
Well, I think the Knicks felt, Leon Rose, their president, felt that they owed it to R.J. Barrett, his agent Bill Duffy, to get that extension done. He had earned it. You look at two players ahead of him in this draft class, were done in early July, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, and that they weren't going to just let this linger indefinitely. Now, you have an October deadline to get that rookie extension done, and so essentially, late last week, I was told, the Knicks told the Jazz, we're going to do this extension by Monday night if we don't have a trade for Donovan Mitchell. I do think it served a little bit. It was an artificial deadline, essentially. But I think it served to move along talks this weekend. And Sunday night, I think the Jazz and the Knicks got into at least the same ballpark. They hadn't been prior to that. And into Monday, I really thought there was, and those involved thought there was really an opportunity there to maybe get a deal done. And that would have been R.J. Barrett as the centerpiece of a package. And by Monday night, they couldn't get there. And so by doing the extension with Barrett, now it creates what's called the poison pill provision in his deal. It just in salary cap semantics, it just makes it hard. It would make Utah have to take back more money in a trade. So having Evan Fournier in this deal, either him going to, whether it was going to Utah before or going to a third team and maybe getting expiring contracts redirected to the Knicks, to Utah, there's just a trade would have to look different. It's still out there. I think there's still interest on both sides to continue to figure this out. I think this is a reset now on these talks. Training camp's still, you know, about a month away. But they did close the gap in those, I would say, those 48 hours. And I do think there's a framework that is possible to get a deal done, but they didn't close it all the way. And, you know, remember, Donovan Mitchell's got 3 years left on his deal. And so I think Utah feels, while they're in a position of strength, the player, Mitchell can't walk on them. They're clearly in a rebuild. And they're clearly in a place where, you know, they're trading off their veteran assets to get young players, to get draft picks. And it doesn't make sense for them or for Donovan Mitchell to be in training camp together, especially with a new first-year coach.
So, Woj, the gap got closed between the Knicks and the Jazz, but not entirely closed. It got closer. What is the gap now as it remains, or at least right before this deadline in terms of these trade talks?
Yeah, Amber, it's you know, you kind of restart it now because the deal would just have to be structured differently because of the salaries. But you know, I think for the important thing for the Jazz all along, R.J. Barrett at the center of this deal, they really like him. They value him. And unprotected Knicks draft picks. Now, remember, the Knicks have picks coming, protected picks from Detroit, Washington, Dallas. Those aren't nearly as valued if you're Utah. History tells you that an unprotected New York Knicks first-round pick can be gold. And you want unprotected picks from anybody you get, which means that if where that team lands in the lottery, the protected picks all have lottery protection, which means you're not getting a pick in the top 15. You're getting a pick outside that. And so New York wants to keep as many of those as they can. Quentin Grimes was also a player that was, you know, the Knicks want to hold on to. The Jazz would have liked in a deal. I think previously the Jazz wanted maybe three of those really good young players. Barrett, some combination of three of these four players. Barrett, Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quickly, and Quentin Grimes. And I think the ask on that went down. The ask on the picks closed, but it didn't close far enough. And again, they're going to be able to revisit this. I think both sides are motivated to talk again. The Jazz don't have anything else right now that they would just turn to and say, okay, we can go do this deal for Donovan Mitchell in the next few days. We could finalize something. They're not there. New York has what Utah wants, and that's draft picks and, again, unprotected picks that even with Donovan Mitchell on your roster, if you're Utah, you're not sure how good the Knicks are going to be. You're not sure that that makes them a team that's still not going to have picks that are going to be fairly attractive.
Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN senior NBA insider with us. Okay, so they can revisit it. It can be restarted. But can you put any kind, it may be unfair, but can you put any kind of a percentage as to how much more difficult it became with the news last night?
Well, now they certainly need the help of other teams. Utah, to make the money work, because when you were talking about the young players the Knicks had, they're all on rookie contracts. They don't have much salary. You're taking back a big contract in Donovan Mitchell. So you need the numbers to add up to do a trade. And so Evan Fournier would have had to have been in the trade either to or Derrick Rose. Fournier's got 2 years left on his deal, though. That's like $37 million. If you're the Jazz, that's not a contract you want to take on. It doesn't have value for you. You can't trade it and use it and get picks for it. So the Jazz certainly, it was, I think the idea was you've got to put another pick in the deal to essentially pay for that contract. Or the Knicks use a draft pick, one of their other picks, to send Fournier to a third team, and then that team would send expiring contracts to Utah. That's where this has to look now. Mm-hmm. The one good thing for Utah in Barrett doing the deal is now they don't have to negotiate the rookie extension with Bill Duffy, his agent, and R.J. Barrett. The number is set now. 4 years with bonuses worth up to $120 million. So they know what they have. Cost certainty is the term they often use. So that helps. But 179 players over the last however many years, they've had these poison pill provision in their deals, essentially still being on your rookie salary for one more year before your new extension kicks in. Only one player in 179 has been traded in that time. It was Devin Harris back in the Nets, in that Nets Jason Kidd deal way back in 2008. It typically just, well, it just never happens, but because typically that kind of a player you resign at a rookie extension is a guy you want to keep. This is a unique circumstance. You've got a 22-year-old player in R.J. Barrett who's outstanding. You've got a 25-year-old three-time All-Star in Donovan Mitchell who would become instantly the best player on your team.
So, Woj, one more from me here, because I'm having a difficult time here understanding the timing of this. I know you said the Knicks wanted to do right by Barrett, but they had until October. So why this week? Why not next week or 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now? Was this at all a negotiation tactic on the part of the Knicks to show the Jazz, hey, we mean business?
Maybe a little of both, Amber. It's a good question. A lot of people were asking that question last night, again, because you do have till October to do it. But I think the feeling was they've been negotiating since, I don't know, is it 6 weeks now, 7 weeks? They hadn't gotten very far in those talks. And that at some point, you know, and they were on a parallel track negotiating out the extension. And they told R.J. Barrett and Bill Duffy where they were with this, that we are slow playing this negotiation because you might be a part, potentially you could be a part of that trade. And they were honest with them. But they said there came a point where they were like, hey, R.J. Barrett is our guy, and he's been outstanding for us, and we owe it to him at some point, you know, to do this extension. And they put it on Monday night, last night. And so you could argue it, but maybe those talks don't move along this over the weekend if that wasn't the case. But I think New York, knowing that, you know, that R.J. Barrett's been a very good player for them, and he, in their minds, deserved not to be in limbo any longer on this.
Woj, appreciate it. I know you're busy today. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Amber.
Yep. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA senior insider, with the all rundown on what happened with the Knicks and the Jazz and how that deal could still happen down the line. We are in for Greeny today, presented by Progressive Insurance, and now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? It's a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Greeny. There's one quarterback that you absolutely need to look at when you're considering where you're going to wager this year for MVP. In fact, we've got a list of the five players that are the best bets. Chris Carlin and Amber in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network had an interesting conversation the other day with Baker Mayfield. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. So on the Around the NFL podcast, and I happen to be listening to this morning, she was talking about, she does the Buffalo Bills preseason games, and she saw Baker Mayfield in the game the other day in Charlotte after the game, and she was kind of wishing him well, said, hey, I hope you go out there and kick some tail this year and all that stuff. And, you know, hey, week one, the Browns kick some tail. And she said, and he said, in return, I'm going to blank them up. So now, of course, that is picking up steam. And she this morning tweeted out, oh, boy, this is silly. Don't make this more than it is. I was wishing him good luck colorfully. He agreed with me colorfully. What do you expect to do in this situation? So, Amber, I was listening to this podcast this morning, and the first thing I thought was, she really sounds like she just realized what she's saying and realized it was a mistake.
Well, realize what she's saying and realize who she's saying it about. Because right. Everything that Baker Mayfield says gets dissected, and particularly something like this, where he wants to stick it to the Browns. We all knew that he wants to stick it to the Browns, but to actually hear it, right? Word for word, how badly he wants to stick it to the Browns week one when they're going to face off. And of course he does, Carlin. I mean, who wouldn't in Baker's shoes? Of course he's going to go out there with some extra motivation. From the Browns' perspective, those players might have some extra motivation, we've heard as well. So this is going to be a kind of strange rivalry, I guess, that develops here with Baker now on this Carolina team. You can't say anything, though, that Baker Mayfield says without expecting it to get picked up and to pick up a lot of steam. For whatever reason, Baker rates. Carlin, you and I see it on here on air all the time. When we talk about Baker, the phone lines light up. That dude is a superstar, and it's not because of what he's accomplished on the field. It's because of who he is and the personality that he has.
Yeah, and listen, he's going to draw attention. That's kind of what he is. And that's why, like, when Cynthia was saying it, on this podcast, it was pretty clear, like, oh, this might become something if I finish this thought. We've always, I don't know about you, I've been in that spot many times where I thought, midway through a thought, maybe I shouldn't be saying this.
Oh, yeah. Especially in this job, and you're just talking hours and hours unscripted on it. And podcasts, you can get a little too comfortable.
Oh, and clearly it did. But would I expect Baker Mayfield to say anything else about the Cleveland Browns? I would not. Not in the least. So this is not a headline, and because of the fact that it's Baker Mayfield.
Greeny, the podcast.
Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Greeny. Brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. We are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, presented by our good friends over at Progressive Insurance. Amber, you know what I like to do? I like to do a public service every once in a while. I like to make people money. And if so, I would say that if you're interested in making money, now would be a good time to listen to what I have to say, because I do think I can provide this public service in that as we approach the football season, there are always great futures bets to be made. So we checked out Caesars Sportsbook this week, and I was looking at the values on players to win the MVP in the NFL this year. So, I mean, you know me. I'm a giving person. This is just me.
Who doesn't like to make money?
Yeah.
By the way? I mean, who is that?
I don't know. If you don't like to make money, I'm not sure that I want to know you at this point. So I now present to you our green list of the day. It is your top five NFL MVP wagers for this season.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
Green list.
That it is. So let us get right to it. We will go from 5 to 1. So let us roll.
Number five
is Aaron Rodgers. God, it kills me to say that. You know, it's rooting
for
Aaron.
Didn't you just draft him in fantasy as well?
Oh, God. You have to remind
me. I mean, you're always on here. You're always digging it to Aaron Rodgers on the radio. But low-key, I think you might love Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, when it comes to money, I guess I love Aaron Rodgers. I know Aaron Rodgers loves money. Who doesn't love money?
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers also loves Aaron Rodgers. Well, but tell me, explain this one to me, Chris Carlin, because Aaron Rodgers is a back-to-back reigning MVP. Why would the odds be good for Aaron Rodgers?
Because they're 10-1.
And
that does feel a little bit crazy.
Is it just because nobody does it a third time?
I guess, but why would I bet against him winning an MVP for a third time? It's clear that the people that vote for the MVP have all gotten suckered into the Aaron Rodgers vortex. Maybe they'll be annoyed by what happened this past offseason, but there's no getting around the kind of numbers that the guy puts up. It's going to be harder. Maybe the numbers dropped a little bit because no Devontae Adams, but Aaron Rodgers is the kind of quarterback that does make every receiver around him better. At 10-1, I got this at number 5.
Number 4.
How about Derek Carr? Speaking of Devontae Adams, Derek Carr, Amber. Derek Carr is 30-1 to win the MVP. And I know you might be saying, Derek Carr's never winning the MVP. Rich Gannon won the MVP. You know, you can go down the list. There are guys you never would have picked to win the MVP. So why in this instance, in a passing league, with Derek Carr's ability to throw for 5,000 yards, which is there, would I bet against him when he just added Devontae Adams, a guy that he has a long history with in college?
Yeah, a guy who can throw 5,000 yards. That's before Devontae Adams, before he's catching footballs there. Except for the fact that I would say the reason is AFC West. That's the reason. AFC West, Josh McDaniels. I mean, there's question marks on this Raiders team, even though they upgraded with Devontae Adams.
But let me ask you this. If they get to a point where they're a playoff team this year and Carr has those kind of numbers after going through the AFC West, wouldn't that make his case even better? See, at 30-1, this is kind of a flyer. It's not a favorite, it's a flyer.
Right.
That's a good flyer to take.
I think it's probably a good flyer. He's a quarterback that I think we all feel like is underrated. So maybe now will be that time he'll take a step.
All right, we'll keep it in the AFC West.
Number 3.
Number 3 is Patrick Mahomes, 8-1. Again, why am I ever going to bet against Patrick Mahomes? You know, he can throw for 5,000 yards easily, and at 8-1, maybe that's an appropriate number with no Tyreek Hill. And he's hoping that, you know, Sky Moore and Juju Smith-Schuster fill those roles. I think they will. And more specifically with Juju, I think that could be a really dynamic combination all year long. It's hard for me to look at 8-1 for Mahomes and not say, that's worth, you know, $50, isn't it?
So why is Pat? Now, I mean, I don't want to spoil the rest of your list here, but Patrick Mahomes at plus 800, you're in on. There's only one guy with, you're the betting person. Like better odds, lower
better
odds, higher odds, better odds than Josh Allen,
right,
than Patrick Mahomes to win this award. Why Patrick Mahomes and not the Josh Allen bet?
So Josh is around 7-1, I think.
Right.
I just think with Allen, yes, he could absolutely win it, but I think the value is a little bit better with Mahomes, who should be at least even, but you get a little bit more money if you win it.
Mahomes lost a lot of weapons there.
He did.
We'll see if receiver by committee works out for him.
He did, but I still trust him to be a big-time player.
Number 2.
Amber, I think people all over the league are, not even around the league, but fans are overlooking Joe Burrow. This was a ridiculously special season that he put together last year. And he has got three receivers in Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd that are phenomenal. That is the best three receiver combination, I think, in the league. And so Burrow now has something he did not have last year. Protection. Actual offensive lineman. This is a guy that went out and had a phenomenal season, went to the Super Bowl with a bad offensive line, getting sacked 50-plus times. Why wouldn't I jump on this at 13-1? Gimme, gimme, gimme. I am all over Joe Burrow.
I like that one. I like the idea of Joe Burrow with protection when he's not spending half the time on his back.
I absolutely love Joe Burrow at 13-1. And finally,
number 1.
Folks, it is highway robbery to get Lamar Jackson at 20-1 right now. If you're even thinking about it, Why haven't you put down the wager? I don't want you to put down the wager because I haven't put mine down yet, but it's coming. And I don't want those odds to shrink. 20-1, Lamar Jackson, with everything that's going on, he's liking tweets in a Dolphin jersey. He's out there telling people he hasn't been offered the $250 million. He's trying to negotiate everywhere. Is there anyone who will be more motivated this season than Lamar Jackson to show the Ravens why they are screwing this up and not giving him $231 million guaranteed?
At 20-1, you're talking about a player who, oh, by the way, has won an MVP, so you know he's capable of it. Oh, by the way, was part of the MVP conversation for the first 7 games of the season this past season. And oh, by the way, might find himself in a contract year, which is absolutely insane and absurd to think about when you're talking about that position and that caliber of player. I am with you. I love this one from Lamar Jackson. But there's some guys that I feel like you're missing from your list.
Oh, really?
Carlin. Yes, because when you're talking about the odds here,
yeah,
why not get crazy? What about a Matt Ryan plus 4,000? Matt Ryan is a player that has been undervalued in his career in Atlanta. He's moving on to what we think is greener pastures there in Indianapolis. Age ain't nothing but a number. Just ask Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. What about Matt Ryan having a very good season this season?
Boy,
plus 4,000.
Yes, at 40-1.
40-1.
That's a very, very good number. The thing about it, though, Amber, is does he have enough left? You know, does he have enough left? He's got a better situation in Indianapolis. Does he have enough receivers? I see the rationale. 40-1 may be worth a couple of bucks.
The other one that might be worth a couple bucks is what about, I noticed you didn't include a Justin Herbert as part of this conversation.
I did not.
He's got 10-1
yeah,
at plus 1,000. You felt comfortable with Aaron Rodgers being part of that discussion, and I get it. A reigning back-to-back MVP. There's no reason to think that he's going to fall off this season, although Aaron Rodgers has lost a lot of weapons. We'll see what it looks like when he's throwing the football to guys like Sky Moore. Justin Herbert, though, his team has improved all the way around him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about another year of development for Justin Herbert. It should be a much improved team. There's questions for me with the coaching staff, but that's about it when it comes to that Chargers team.
I'm a Justin Herbert guy in a big way. And I'll tell you the one reason I laid off. 10-1. The odds were a little, I didn't think they were
nothing
great
enough
odds. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get a little bit more value there so that, for instance, that's why I would go with Joe Burrow at 13-1 over Justin Herbert at 10-1. I'm not saying that Herbert's not going to win the MVP. Herbert, to me, is just a phenomenal player and absolutely will be. Now, I'll ask you this question. One last one on the Ryan thing. Would Jonathan Taylor at 50-1 be a better bet than Matt Ryan?
So this is where I wanted to go next is what about the guys not at the quarterback position? You didn't mention a Jonathan Taylor. You didn't mention a Cooper Kupp. Jonathan
right.
Taylor's at 50-1. Cooper Kupp is at 60-1. I mean, why not take a flyer on that?
Yeah, listen, Cooper Kupp at 60-1 is there because it's so hard for anybody to envision handing an MVP to a wide receiver when somebody has to get them the ball.
He was part of the conversation, though, last season.
He was
part of the MVP conversation.
He
won a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, I would argue he shouldn't have. That should have been Aaron Donald, and I say that as somebody that probably would have cashed for about $4,000 and Aaron Donald won the MVP in that game. So I might be a little bit bitter over that, but nonetheless, I get, listen, I'm never going to argue putting a couple of bucks on Cooper Kupp there. I would be
concerned with Taylor that the production falls off a little bit if Matt Ryan has a good season, right? Like that they don't have to be quite as reliant on him when it's not Wentz under center. That would be the concern for me with Jonathan Taylor. But again, 50-1. So you could put a few bucks on it because of those odds. What about Trey Lance?
Oh, a lot
Come
of people
on,
are jumping
49ers,
on that. The
49ers, they're so committed to Trey Lance being the starter. We're not supposed to read into anything about Garoppolo still being on that roster, Carl. 60-1, this Trey Lance. That's a very good 49ers
yeah.
team. You and I both have a hard time buying into Trey Lance right now because we've hardly seen him play any football, but we know what that team looks like around him. We know that in part they're moving on to him, not just because he's younger and cheaper, but they wanted to move on because what he can do as a dual threat quarterback in a Shanahan system, if he does live up to the talent level, we could be talking MVP status in Kyle Shanahan's system.
60-1, I get it.
60-1.
Yeah, the only problem is that he's not going to be the quarterback week 7. Greeny is brought to you by eBay Motors. We all know the game isn't over until it's over. So next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. The story of the day has been that Jimmy G is going back to San Francisco. It's Chris Garland, Amber Wilson in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. I was shocked that it happened, especially considering the 49ers basically told him to stay away from the team. He was not even working out, not going to team meetings, none of that. And then they turn around and get him for $6.5 million to be the backup this year for Trey Lance. I hate it from their standpoint of wanting to back up the guy that they traded 3 first-round picks, and they have told us all along is their guy, and now all of a sudden you have Garoppolo still in the building. And Amber, to me, all that does is create a little bit of doubt in the mind of Trey Lance, and I don't need to do that.
And that's exactly what you don't want to do if you're trying to develop a quarterback. And that's what this is with Trey Lance. I mean, I just joked about the talent of Trey Lance and why they wanted to move on to Trey Lance. But this was the plan. You don't trade those picks to move up unless you're committed to trying to one day move on to Trey Lance. They've determined that day was yesterday, right? They determined that day was this offseason and this preseason. And so if this is the time, then this is the time, Carlin. You have to then actually do it. You can't go back and forth. You can't go back to the ex when you've moved on to the new guy. It confuses the situation, ladies. And that's what the 49ers are doing here.
Greeny brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
You broke up with him for a reason, Carlin. That's what I'm saying.
See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. I agree. You broke up with him for a reason, but now he's back. And Amber, I got to tell you, when you look at how this season plays out, at Chicago and Seattle weeks 1 and 2, at Denver and then the Rams at home, and then at Carolina and at Atlanta, if he is not playing well and the 49ers are 2-4 or 3-3, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback for San Francisco in week 7.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcasts.